I like a metal can. I like to have, if nothing else, just a soup can in there, an old soup can or bean can or something that's metal with a candle, with some matches and a lighter. That way, if you need to melt some snow, you got that. You can do that. Small, sharp knife, a good first aid kit. If you're going to have a knife, it's probably a good idea to have that first aid kit with some Band-Aids. And it doesn't have to be elaborate. Just something simple that you put together yourself. I like duct tape, Gorilla tape, some good tape, a plastic bag, a garbage bag. That way, in case a window breaks, if you do go in the ditch, you got that tape between the tape and the plastic bag. You can make a window or repair that window. I like to have a pencil. Pencil will always write, and if you need to sharpen it, you can use that knife. A pad for writing down stuff in case you have to write some phone numbers down or leave a note where you're going if you leave so that we can contact you in case we need to get that. A flashlight, put some new batteries in it. If you're reusing last year's kit, check your batteries. Try not to leave them in the flashlight because the corrosion will take place. Get that 511 app on the cell phone. You're going to have a cell phone charger in your vehicle. Make sure you have that in there, but have that 511 app. That's a great way to keep up to date on road conditions. Pack some of those snacks. Now's the time to put those snacks in, and you could probably safely put a chocolate bar in there and not have to worry about it melting, I would say, with the weather we've been having. You don't know, but some snacks, some bottles of water, and just some hand warmers. I like those hand warmers you get at the hardware stores or different places. They work really well. I always like having a blanket, maybe a sleeping bag in the vehicle. And if you're going on a long trip or even those short trips, have some warm clothing in the vehicle. I see a lot of people driving in January with shorts on, and I don't understand it, but have some clothes in case you go in the ditch. And it's always good to have a small tow rope and a shovel and probably some jumper cables. So that's my simple kit.